Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar voiced serious concerns regarding the growing threat of demographic disorder in India, likening its potential consequences to those of a nuclear bomb, reported news agency PTI. Speaking at a program at the Birla Auditorium in Jaipur, he highlighted how demographic dislocation is transforming certain regions into political strongholds, where elections have no real meaning. It is alarming to see how some areas have been affected by this strategic shift, turning them into impenetrable strongholds where democracy loses its essence, he said. Dhankhar clarified that while organic demographic changes are not concerning, but those brought about in a strategic manner to achieve an objective is frightening. He pointed out a disturbing pattern in demographic shifts over recent decades that poses challenges to India's values, civilizational ethos and democracy. If this alarmingly worrisome challenge is not addressed systematically, it would escalate into an existential threat for the nation. I need not name countries that have lost their identity 100% because of this demographic disorder, demographic earthquake, he said. The vice president expressed alarm over attacks on shared cultural heritage and called for an ideological and mental counterattack against forces attempting to undermine it, and attempts are being made to portray it as our weakness. Under this, there is a plan to destroy the country. There should be an ideological and mental counterattack on such forces, the VP stated. We, as a majority, are all-embracing tolerant, generate a soothing ecosystem and we have a counterpoint, written on the wall. The other kind of majority is brute, ruthless and reckless in its functioning, believing in trampling all the values of the other side, he said, terming it alarmingly worrisome, reported PTI. We, therefore, all have to work with passion, in a missionary mode to build a cohesive society that thinks in necessary terms and is not divided by factions of caste, creed, color, culture, conviction and cuisines, he added. Dhankhar asserted that Bharat must remain a stabilizing global force, and this force has to emerge. This century has to belong to Bharat and that will be good for humanity that will contribute to peace and harmony on the planet. However, it would be a disservice to the nation if we turn a blind eye to the dangers of demographic upheavals that are taking place in this country, he said. The vice president also addressed the threat posed by what he termed as champions of anarchy. He stated that some seek to divide society along caste and community lines. These elements, driven by selfish interests, are sacrificing national unity for petty partisan gains. They seek to divide us on the basis of caste, creed, and community, and these forces are actively working to compromise Bharat's social harmony, he said. He noted that some political figures sacrifice national interests for short-term gains. These misadventures need to be neutralized to change the landscape, he said. Dhankhar said that India's developmental journey is stunning the world, and however, this economic rise is fragile if social unity is disturbed, if the fervor of nationalism dies, or if anti-national forces within and outside continue to sow divisiveness in the country. Everyone should remain mindful of these threats, he said. Dhankhar expressed concern about a growing disregard for the rule of law among some individuals in positions of power. He remarked on a shift in attitudes towards accountability. There was a time when some people thought they were above the law. They were privileged, but things have changed. Even today, we see responsible people in constitutional positions who do not care about the law, do not care about the nation. These are sinister designs orchestrated by forces inimical to Bharat's progress, he said. He stressed that political power must derive from the people. We cannot be crazy for political power. Political power has to emanate from the people through a democratic process that is sanctified, with inputs from PTI.